Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of Kelly's Holistic Healing. Today I want to talk about how to create space for inspiration, joy, and healing. Specifically, what I've done is fine-tuned some of the healing modalities that I love, have come to know, often use in my healing practice on a private duty basis. And through some inspiration on my own, and creating space for that little divine spark to come through and speak, I've come up with a 3-part healing series. And it is a one-on-one, I should say, it's a group workshop. But you are going to see me in person, not just via the internet. Let me go over to my website. My website, guys, if you want to see more information, is www.kellyroy.com. And then what you can do is click on current classes and workshops. And I'm on that screen now. So the current class that I'm offering is, it's always in flux and changing, and I'm adding to it, but there is one that I'm offering at Osterville Fit, and that's Stress RX class, and that's every Tuesday at 5:45. And if you are a gym member at Osterville Fitness, it's free, or there is a drop-in fee of $20. But specifically today, I'm talking about the workshop. And the workshop is a 3-part healing intensive. Now, 3-part is important because, especially my practice, holistic. You know, I started to, at a young age, focus on all the pieces of ourselves that I thought we suppressed. And then I came to know and realized that it's this thing called holistic health, which is your mind, body, soul. So that's why that 3-piece is very important. Because with intention, we are creating that space to remove heavy baggage, deep-seated trauma, heavy emotions from the past, on all those levels, mind, body, soul. Now, when people say mind, body, soul, what do they really mean, right? If you're somebody that hasn't experienced this, or maybe you've heard the word so many times, but you truly haven't analyzed it and thought, what is that? What exactly does that mean? Well, I can tell you, in my opinion, what I think it means. I think that a giant part of our being is our consciousness. And you can liken that to the word mind, okay? And the body, obviously, is this physical thing that you're in. Your skin, your organs, your bones. Your body's your body. And then your soul. Now, there's so much that I could tell you about that word, the connotations attached, and my opinion of soul. I like to keep it simple. And what I work with is that energetic vibration that you are. And for simplistic purposes, we'll liken that word soul to the energetic vibration that you are. So mind, body, soul, 3 days. And each day is intense. but also you don't have to be learned. You don't have to be an expert. Because it's really more about vibrations and the energy that we're bringing in us during the healing. And also allowing any of that deep-seated stuff, the heaviness that no longer serves our highest and best life, we're allowing that to be removed and dissolved. And so how are we doing that? That should be another question that's probably coming up in your mind. So we are doing that through some of my favorite things that I just feel lift our vibrations and cleanse us and purify us and enhance us and allow us to move forward. We are doing that through sacred smudging, which is taking certain herbs and burning them and allowing that smoke with intention to remove some of that heaviness that we're holding on to. I just want to stop for a second. If anybody's hearing static, I'm hearing it on my line. But we have a landline. We've gone through a big, long to-do to get this landline. It's really hard to get landlines nowadays. Especially if you've removed the landline you've had or you disconnected it just to have your cell phone. So getting it all up and running again, it's not the same as it used to be. I hear a little static on my end. And pardon that if you hear it when I go back and listen to the show. If I find that the sound quality is not as good on the landline, I'll continue to do the rest of my shows on my cell phone. I found that the cell phone created a muffle effect, but it may just be this platform with Blog Talk through internet radio. So the sage, what happens is, I take that sage smoke and I add some other herbs. And I use feather, and with intention, I'm getting really in tune with the healing vibrations of those herbs. And at this point in time, we're outside, you know, our feet are on the earth. And I'm going around to each person, their feet are on the earth. You're just absorbing that lovely earth energy, and you're open the earth healing. I'm putting the smoke over you, head to toe, front to back. And as I'm doing that, I'm intending through my intuitive energy healing practice as well, intending to remove that first layer of energetic meat holding you back. Or all layers, really. And then we do a nice little earth-guided meditation. And at the end of that, you're in a more deepened, relaxed state. And you're also more in tune with the vibrations all around you. I take that opportunity when your energy is more open. I take that opportunity to hold space around you and guide you to see those subtle energies that are around. So I have some particular techniques that I help people to see energy. And so that'll be following the smudging and the earth guided meditation. And then we will go into the big, beautiful room, wood floors, and wonderful acoustics, and Margie's big room. She does a lot in there. She's going to be doing yoga soon, and she does a lot of classes and such. We will go in there, and people are welcome to sit or lie down. And I will surround the circle with crystals. And it's also something that is one of my favorite things and I work with. And it's all just come about quite naturally. I listen very, very guided with the crystals. I surround you guys with crystals and I connect them and activate them and we tap into the crystal matrices. And that's something that is unique to my practice. So what we do there is we are enhancing everything that we're using healing-wise during the workshop. It's enhancing that vibration, but also crystal matrices, they do work on healing your energetic vibration at the same time. So not only are you getting the healing from the crystals, you're getting the amplified energy from everything else we're going to be working with. And throughout this, I also use aromatherapy, which is pure plant-based essential oils. I love herbs, and I believe that they have an essence themselves and a vibration that can heal us. So I build the blend during the workshop as well. I start with one, and then we add another, and then we have our final blend, which is three. Been working with. I may tweak that, but three has been the lucky number. And also what I'll do is I will give you little tips on what the healing properties are of that specific herb as we're making our blend. So you're able to enjoy those beautiful aromas and you can smell them as often as you'd like throughout the workshop. And I'm also working with the vibration of Om throughout this workshop, as well as many soothing ancient instruments that I play live. Some call me a percussionist. I can't say I'm the most studied musician. I just allow the flow to come through the instruments. And I use the vibration of those instruments for healing. So you will get to experience wind chimes, gongs, and they're actually bowl gongs. They're not like the round, flat ones. They're very antique gongs. I have a set of antique gongs with all different sizes, and each one has a different vibration. And I will not only do those around the circle, but I'll get very close to people. I'm not going to blow your ears off. I try to do it consciously, in a soothing way. So I will come around so you can get that vibration right on your body and in your etheric field, which is your energy. And I'm also using many different happy instruments, like the fender drum, the African drum, rattles, and probably more will be added. And that's completely guided for each workshop. I know I just listen to the guidance that comes through, and I'll play a certain instrument or instruments together sometimes, go around the circle, go around people, and just totally getting in tune with the vibration when it's needed. And all this with intention, removing heavy baggage. Intention is the key. So we're intending that we're moving heavy baggage. And I'm doing that as I'm working with the energy. Deep-seated trauma, any energy blocks, and bringing in absolute revitalized, healing, wonderful energies. And this is about a two-hour process. And then we end with the closing circle. The closing circle is of being grateful guided meditation, because being grateful and opening you up all the gifts actually brings in more gifts to your life. It also allows that you to shine, that true you, that deep essence. When you're like, yes, I am breathing right now, and this life is such a gift. Simple things like that. You appreciate that. Your grateful. More wonderful, lovely things occur. You start to truly love yourself, appreciate the smaller things in life, finding inner joy and inspiration. And also, not only is it that you're noticing and appreciating more and your perspective's changing, but through that process, you're actually attracting abundance and love and joy into your life, externally. All a mirror. So I really wanted to just hone in on this workshop and talk about how those vibrations can work with you and help you find inspiration, joy, and healing. It's really a deeply relaxing series with just good people, no worries, no judging. Just being happy and absorbing those energies. That's all you really have to do is come with an open mind and a desire to want to feel better. The rest flows. Very deep on a soul level as well. And remember, every time we get together in a group for healing, we are creating that space, we're creating that vibration, and we're creating that connection. So through the work that we're doing together, we're actually enhancing our own healing process as well. And it's really wonderful to connect. As you heal and others heal around you, you know, somebody might be in a different space than you, but be able to lift each other up and just experience love and joy is really profound. You guys can go on the website, Kelly's Holistic Healing, kellyroy.com, kellyroy.com, and click on current classes and workshops. The other thing that I also incorporate in the workshop is the vibration of Om. I explain that on the website, and I may talk about it during the workshop if I feel it's needed. But essentially, the vibration of Om started working with me when I was about 21 or 22. I had been meditating for a very long time. And I just did it because I loved it and it felt so wonderful. And with no studying of it, just doing it naturally. It was usually outside, my eyes closed, easy sitting pose. And I would just be one with all. Trees. And I realized through that work that I was doing, that's how the vibration of Om came. One day, at my sister's house, it was Christmas Eve over there, she had a cute little house. And we slept over. I was jarred from my sleep. Through this noise all around me and this vibration, her whole entire house was shaking. And I heard 1,000 monks chanting Om. No drugs involved here, guys. I know you think there would be. Nope. So that's the cool thing about exploring your deeper wisdom and letting your truth come out and doing these things for healing, removing baggage, balancing yourself, you open yourself up to the truth that you really are, which is you're an energetic vibration and you are connected to so many wonderful things. It's up to you how you choose to express that, experience that. You know, you don't have to be studied in any of this. You can be that linear thinking, very rational minded lawyer or doctor and still come and experience this and feel peaceful. So, we do work with our own vibrations also, along with the instrument. I will chant the own vibration on occasion. There'll be maybe 15 minutes of it sporadically. I'll walk around the circle and wonderful vibration. So that vibration, I have come to learn, is really something that isn't unique to just me. In my experience, there's been many people that have come to know that vibration. Really, just the higher vibration of all that we are. It is said that Om is a sound, a vibration of creation. So that's a whole nother story. We're not going to get too deep there. But essentially, I use that vibration because it helps push out that heaviness that you're holding on to. It's a very powerful vibration. And it enhances your vitality at the same time. So I guess, guys, what you have to do is to actually join the workshop. Just call me and pre-register. I wanted to start the workshop. We tried it on a Saturday, but too many people are busy, so we thought we'd do it on a Sunday. So what I need is at least 4 people to pre-register, and then we can make it a go. So possibly if enough people pre-register before next Sunday, we could start it next Sunday. And the time is still flexible. But me in particular, what I was feeling was a good time was 10:30 to 12:30 because I thought it would be a great way to start your day. And I certainly didn't want to do it too early on a Sunday. I want people to be able to go to church if you go to church or sleep in or cook your breakfast or enjoy your family or whatever, and I know I want to do the same. And I'd rather it not be late for people because Monday's a work week, and I think that it would just be nice to have this soothing, healing, uplifting vibration and then go home and enjoy your day and then get a wonderful night's sleep. 10:30 to 12:30 was calling to me. If that suits anybody else's needs, call me, 774-269-9710. Pre-register. You're technically registered when we receive the deposit. And that's actually for full payment. Each 3-part series broken down is $50, but it is required to have the $150 to register. It's important to partake in the 3 because it's significant of mind, body, soul. So actually, it's a pretty good price for everything you're getting. I wanted to keep it reasonable. It's just something that you're doing for yourself, for self-love. Okay, we have 4 minutes left. You may hear some banging in the background. My little 2-year-old is ready to come out of his playpen. I put him in the playpen for the show. Yes, I did. Otherwise, oh my goodness, what he would do without my eyes on him. Woohoo! He loves to create messes. So, in conclusion of the show, what I want to say is, I do all this because I love it. And I truly love helping people create that space for healing. Sometimes we just need a little help. You know, this westernized thinking in society and school system doesn't necessarily teach us how to let go and remove stuff, remove heaviness, and, you know, they're just finally starting to bring in meditation into school systems, and Reiki's becoming very widely accepted, which is wonderful, because Reiki is love and energy, just like everything we're doing here. And I also want to say I am a master teacher in Shambhalic Reiki, and also certified in electromagnetic restoration, but also very intuitive and guided. So I tell people the certification so they feel a little bit more comfortable that it's not just some crazy person doing God knows what. But it's really like, I do that for your benefit, because it's just all about being in that intuitive flow, and when you're that clear vessel and it's your gift and you're meant to do it, it all works out. I also have an associate's degree in science and a bachelor's in human services. Sometimes I forget to actually talk about my credentials. I just get right into the nitty-gritty. But people, you know, it makes them feel more comfortable. And that's okay. I get that. So you can go to my website. You can explore other things that I do. I also do feng shui in the home. I do one-on-one private sessions at Osterville Fitness, an amazing place that you should go and check out. And I also do psychic parties. Yes, I am a reader. And I do readings at the office as well. But in particular, for the workshop, which I'm so excited to do. I just need the people to do it for. And I think there's a lot of you out there that would really love this. I hope to hear from you soon. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Walk your path lightly. 774-269-9710 is my number. You can also find that on my website. I'll repeat it, 774-269-9710. It says we have 30 seconds left. I will also do a short little guided meditation with you. Take a deep breath in your nose, exhaling up. Breathe in with intention of love. Say, I am love. I am love. I am love.